My name is Phyllis Hill. I am a Seneca Nation, Snipe Clan. I've been working at the center at Six Nations for almost 10 years now as a midwife in the midwifery capacity. Before that, I used to work here as a husband's mother. That in itself, when I was working as a house mother, I got to see, they used to come in the births once upon a time here, so I knew what the hours were like at that time. Crazy hours. In the middle of the night, that's usually when you get your births that are happening. But before that, I used to work with elderly people. The reason why I worked with elderly people is because ever since I was a kid, I used to have to actually look after my grandma. My grandma was fluent in Mohawk language, one of the languages at Six Nations here. She taught me a lot, and so didn't my stepfather teach me a lot. But I didn't spend that much time with my stepfather. I spent more time with my grandma because I was looking after her. And with that, you learn that caring capacity. It's not that you're caring for a child at that time, because my grandmother was an invalid. So I had to do a lot of personal care for her. But she taught me a lot. And with learning all of that stuff she had taught me, she also kind of taught me how when you come of age, there's certain procedures you go through when you come of age. Like, how do you care for yourself? How do you choose the right partner? And she just used to laugh at me when I used to talk about, oh, well, you know, so-and-so. Well, anyhow. But she used to do quite a bit of talks and stuff like that. Then eventually she got on. She never, ever told me until I got to be a teenager that she had a child. Because actually she had adopted my mom from her, it would be her sister. And so my mom was technically adopted by her aunt. So I thought she never had any children, right? So I learned that she had had one. She had miscarried. I don't know how far along she was and stuff like that. And I'm going, oh. I guess babies is just not all about birth and all the niceties that come along with it. There is heartbreak that comes with that. So that was my awakening period at that time. And I thought, interesting. And from there, because she was setting me up to actually go into the field for caring for people. And I loved caring for elderly people. I was actually a healthcare aide and a personal support worker. And I'm going, but I don't really feel like I want to be in that end of the spectrum. Just seems like with that end of the spectrum, you're dealing with elderly people. Mind you, you're getting a ton of knowledge. You learn about traditional medicines, you're learning about history lessons, you learn about whose family's who and everything like that. But I couldn't deal with the fact of there is an end to a life cycle. So I just decided, okay, enough's enough. I've seen quite a few people come and go. So I says, all right, we're going to give this a shot of switching fields. We're going to the other end of the spectrum. What had happened was I had put in my application to McMaster. I got refused to be in a midwife. I go, yeah, right. Since was that ever stopped me from doing anything? Well, that's okay. I'm going. And then it come up. The birthing center on Six Nations had offered training for midwives. And I'm going, okay, interesting how that had come up just shortly after I'm going about this. in and going, oh, I'll put my application in there, maybe I'll be able to get into that program. Got turned down again. I'm still not accepting no. Still not accepting no as an answer here. And I'm going, okay, we're going through the back door. So I went through the back door as being a house mother. And that's when I really noticed how much work, how much time from your family is getting taken away from you. And I says, and I wasn't even a midwife at that point. A house mother is one that kind of prepares the meals, does the laundry after a birth at the center here. And that's in the middle of the night. I'm going, my kids were small at that time. They were like 3 and 4. I'm going, okay. That being said, it's not all the time. It's not every day of the week that's going to happen. It's going to be at least a couple times a month at least. So I really had to have a good support system in place to be able to look after my kids. So if I did not have that, I wouldn't have been able to be even functioning as a house mother. Okay. So that was in place. I was doing good with that. I'm going. And then the program was starting to get on board of actually training them, really training midwives in-house here instead of sending them out to get training like from Texas or Pavungatuk or whatever. And I was watching it as those years were progressing. I says, ah, their first year that's going to start up here. That's going to be their either sink or swim year. And I'm going, ah, I'll just watch this as a house mother. Anyhow, so I watched it as a house mother, and I was watching the trials and tribulations of these new students coming on board. And I'm going, oh, interesting. I'm going, they had a lot of book work to do within that first little while, because they usually focus on anatomy and physiology and reproduction so that they know the groundwork. So when they get into the clinical field, they'll know how to function and know the answers, what clients are requiring at that time. So, but with that, that's a lot of information for them to be taking on. And mind you, with that crowd, I think there was like 6 of them that had started. By the end of that, well, not even the end, that first half of that year with all that book work, I think they were only down to 2. I'm going, okay. All right, I don't know if it's just because it's the new program or what's going on here. But they were weeding out, and it was, I guess it was a good thing. You see who's actually wanting to still be in that program. That being said, the 2 that were still left, they made it on, so they were doing clinic work and not as much book work, but they were still doing their tutorials. With that, they were still doing quite well, but when they got into that clinic area, that's when they start catching babies. When they start catching babies, that's when they got that extended part. It's like not a 9-to-5 job. It's like sometimes it's in the middle of the night, sometimes it's for days where they're away from their family. When they got little ones, it doesn't work too well, because they have to have a constant caregiver with them all the time. So I knew at that time I wasn't going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait it out. So, but yet, if the relationship was not stable enough for, because they had to come out of a different community to come do the training here, if their relationship wasn't stable enough for their partner to see that they wanted to do this, the relationship would either fail and they'd stay in the program, or the relationship would fail and they'd pulled from the program. And that's what happened to another student. So we were only down to 1 student in that first year. And I'm going, oh, shucks. And I'm going, well, I don't have a partner, so I don't have to worry about that. But I got a good person to take care of the kids. So I was just waiting. I'm going, oh, first year gone by. Okay, no problem. And the second group of people come through. And we thought, hey, it seems to be going much smoother and stuff. And then it worked out all the quirks. And then by the third year of the program and stuff like that. I said, doing it. I'm going to do it. And then I did do it. Loved it. Still here today. I says, and my kids have managed. And I'm going, the reason why, not only to see and bring birth into back into our community, was also to help get me the tools I needed to deliver my own grandkids. At least to say I already had two grandkids that come through the program here. So I'm going, yes. I wasn't hoping that they would be so young as they were, but yeah, they've had their own kids. I'm going, well, I gave them their knowledge they needed to do. So they were used to looking at my textbooks and everything like that. They knew male anatomy, they knew female anatomy, they knew what was normal, what was abnormal. And I go, okay. And they come from a Catholic school. So they had to teach other kids here. I'm going, oh, all right, that's interesting. Not saying that we are Catholic ourselves, but that was just a good school for them to go to. And I'm going, okay.